Well, what'd you wear around the farm mostly when you were coming up?
Oh, we had overalls and blue jeans. Mostly, we had them old overalls. We run around without a shirt on. Mostly barefoot.
Okay.
You know, Mom was always hollering about the ringworm and barn, but that didn't stop.
Before you went to church, you had to go, if your old clothes wore out, you go out and buy yourself a...
Well, Mom and Daddy always kept us a good, we didn't have suits. We had, like a good dress shirt and a good dress pants and our good shoes. Mm-hmm. And we didn't wear our good shoes except to school or to church, you know. That's just the way it was.
Brogan?
Nah, I don't know the name of them.
Yeah.
They were
good shoes.
They were good shoes, yeah.
But if your old clothes wore out, you go out and buy yourself what?
A new pair?
New suit?
Well, no, we didn't have little suits.
Well, man,
about the only time we get new clothes is just before school starts.
Uh-huh.
And Mom and Daddy go out and buy some school clothes. Well, school clothes about what we wore to church.
Yeah.
And I don't even think Daddy dressed up much. He wouldn't wear a suit much. I guess that's why I don't like to wear a suit. No, I can't stand a tie.
How old were you when you bought a what?
A suit?
Yeah, new suit.
Oh, gee, when I got into high school, because they had the dates, you know, the proms and all this coming up, and Mama took me to Sears, and she picked out a suit.
Okay. Now, a three-piece suit would have what?
Well, we had the pants. And he had a vest, and he had your white shirt and coat.
Okay. Did you ever see what men would wear to hold their
suspenders?
Yeah.
Yeah, Daddy used to wear a suspender and a belt.
Yeah.
Why he did that, I don't know, but that's what he used to wear.
Were you the oldest?
No, I have one brother that's a year older than me.
Okay. Then you get clothes that say they fit less?
Yeah, I got handed down clothes a lot. Then my younger brother, he come along too late for that. By the time, you know, he was to receive the clothes, they were pretty well wore out, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we only had a hand down. Then you always had kinfolk. We had, I had a kinfolk here in Neyland, Elmer. He was the constable in Neyland way back in. And he had two older boys than us. And they were pretty well on money since he was a politician, you might call it. And they would hand down clothes to my older brother and then come on back down to me. But, you know, people back then were good about that. You know, they didn't throw stuff away to take the goodwill. You'd hand it down to your family. Or your brother's family or something like that.
Yeah. But when the clothes didn't fit them, they'd
hand them down. They'd give them to Mama. And if they didn't fit my brother, then she'd take them up or hem them up or whatever.
And they fit, and then they...
Then they fit, yeah.
Yeah. Fit you. Okay. Now, when a woman wanted to make a dress of a certain color, she'd say, she'd take a piece of cloth, square cloth, to use as a
pattern. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember Mama, she, like I said before, she used them feed sacks a lot. And if she wanted to change the color on, she used to use that old rick, I think it was. It's a dye. And she put it in the water and put the dress.